Parents, mental health experts are failing you if they are not taking into account your whole child, body, mind, and spirit. Psychiatry is failing you if, instead of getting to know what's really going on with your child, they send you away with a prescription medication and nothing else. Therapists, too, are failing you if their only prescription is for a behavioral change that fails to take into account the mind-body connection. What soul doctoring has come to is a false notion that either behavioral techniques or medication alone is the definitive answer for your child, when in fact it is only part of the solution. Parents, modern medicine began failing you and your child when we began treating the brain, the body, and behavior separately. Although there are exceptions when medication is clearly needed for children, for the most part, medication to control behavior is not healthy for your child's developing brain and may cause lifelong changes to the next generation that none of us are truly prepared to grapple with. True, teens with a mental illness do not need a psychiatrist and therapist, but they also need parents who are not afraid to question what these professionals are prescribing for their teen and why. Intrusive parents. I admire how many parents of children who have a specialist like a psychiatrist or a counselor insist on attending appointments with their teen rather than accept that the professional wants to minimize parental involvement. These parents resist those impersonal, more clinical counseling sessions and give their teen's health professional a wider perspective of what's going on at home that the teen may not be aware of, able to articulate, or too ashamed to disclose. Although at first, parent-child sessions can start out as gripe sessions about everything the teen or parent is doing wrong, eventually I find at the root of these complaints, most parents are concerned about their teen's basic health, but the teen truly doesn't recognize how much their unhealthy lifestyle is seriously impacting their mood, thinking, and future. While the teen may fight for eating junk food, staying up late, and spending too much time on social media, the parents are seeing their teen heading for disaster in ways the teen cannot see. For instance, I'll hear parents say, "He's not sleeping. She's a picky eater. He's so anxious. She can't stop moving. He sits all day in front of his gaming computer. She cries and laughs past midnight glued to that smartphone." And when it comes to teens, there has got to be something parents report about how disrespectful, dismissive, hurtful, and absent-minded their child has become since becoming a teenager. Then it's, "My teen has such a bad attitude, I want to send him to military school." Wait a minute, that was my parents telling me when I was a rebellious adolescent that they were so done with me, they were going to send me off to boarding school. No matter what outward systems parents admit about their teen, the backstory to all these problems nearly always falls into exhaustion combined with parental guilt and frustration that nothing these parents have tried is helping. Why do some transition age youth, or TAY, fail to launch? Contributing factors from both parent and teen perspectives appear to cause young adults' failure to launch between ages 18 and 25, such as drug, alcohol, or other substance addictions, gaming, social media, or other time-consuming behavioral addictions, subtle or overt mental illness, adverse childhood experiences, negative influences by peer groups, traumas experienced outside the family overwhelming their capacity to cope with adult stressors, underdeveloped or immature brain functioning.